For more now on that big prize fight, tomorrow's midterm elections, I'm joined by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robert.
We just heard Ross Baker and Don Gagne's story describing this back and forth between President Obama and House Minority Leader John Boehner as what happens at the weigh-in for a title fight. What do you make of the crosstalk between these two leaders?
Well, I think, you know, we're 24 hours before an election, and both sides are pouncing on any little tidbit they can to make the other guy look bad. I do think that Republicans in general like to hold the president to the impossibly high standards that he set for himself. So whenever he says something remotely partisan, they say, hey, you're supposed to be postpartisan. You're not allowed to say that. But I actually think that this is not such a big deal. I do think it was a rare slip on the part of the president. It doesn't have a lot of consequences, but the president really needs Hispanics to turn out. That's what he was trying to do there. And Democrats in the White House are really looking forward to 2012, where they assume there will be more Hispanics in the electorate to turn out.
One of last week's political kerfuffles involved Bill Clinton and his reported effort to get the Florida Democratic Senate candidate, Kendrick Meek, who's African-American, to step aside in order for Charlie Crist, the former Florida governor, or the current Florida governor, who's described himself to me as a Reagan conservative, to have him beat Republican Marco Rubio, who's Cuban-American. Why did Bill Clinton risk alienating African-Americans with that?
Because of Hispanics. Actually, because Marco Rubio, I think that Bill Clinton and Democrats thought that it was worth trying to save this Senate race. I don't think they thought they could swing it to Crist, but it was worth a try, because if Marco Rubio is the new senator, he becomes an instant national star. And politicians are always thinking several cycles ahead. And Rubio is already being talked about as a vice presidential candidate. Republicans badly want a way to compete for the Hispanic vote. Rubio could help with that. And as a matter of fact, this class of freshman Republicans, governors and senators, are going to be unusually diverse. There are going to be several Hispanics in them, in addition to an Indian-American potential governor of South Carolina. So it's all about what happens next time.
You've covered a lot of elections. I don't want to rub it in, but you've covered a lot of elections for us.
I started when I was two.
what strikes you? What strikes you most about this cycle?
Well, I guess this cycle was interesting because the dynamic never changed. It just grew. It didn't matter how many attack ads were on and how much money was spent. This was a wave that kept on building. Likely voters in every poll have favored the Republicans, and that has stayed completely static from beginning to end.
And independent voters who seem to be once again tossing the group that's in out.
That's the other thing that has really struck me about this election, how volatile things are, the huge pendulum swings among independents. And of course, there are more and more independents as the parties get more homogenous and Democrats move left and Republicans move more to the right. But it looks like President Obama is going to be the third president in a row to lose a House of Congress. And that's why it's really important, not just what the results of tomorrow's voting are, but how both the president and the Republicans interpret the results. Do Republicans say, ooh, this is a mandate for our agenda now to cut taxes and shrink government and repeal Obamacare? Or is it just a vote against the president? And does the president chalk this up to a bad economy and unlimited spending by conservative groups or not? And it's possible that independents don't think the country is too left or too right. They just think it's not working.
If, in fact, the Democrats have a very, very bad night tomorrow, does President Obama risk facing some kind of opposition to his renomination in a couple of years?
Well, history would tell us that he does. But when you really look out there and think who could challenge him, what group inside the Democratic Party would be the constituency for a challenge, you can't come up with one.
Okay. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you.
It's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.